welcome back to the Nutramedical Report, and we have Leo Zagami on. Leo's on regularly. He has a second book called The Confessions of an Illuminati, Part 2, and he has a third book coming out early next year, Part 3. This is pretty amazing stuff. You have to understand this connects the dots and explains why the evil that's going behind 9/11, false flags such as Sandy Hook, and the false flag issues are involved with, even when there are people are killed, false flag issues that occur in all these situations where they're trying to take away our rights. We now know that 9/11 was an inside job. That's clearly the evidence is speaking out very clearly now, 15 years later. We know that our government is controlled by globalist and satanic forces that boggle the mind. We know that most of the professions are one way or another corrupt, whether it's the medical profession, the legal profession, the political profession, transnational corporations, the secret agencies are to a great extent industrial espionage workers. They're controlling the flow of, and the release of technology that could solve many of our problems. And it's pretty bizarre. I mean, we have to understand that the real world that is going on is quite different than the world that's presented in the public media, which is why people don't trust the public media. They now have alternative media. And, of course, people like the current leadership in the White House would like to lie to us and use this as a platform to grab guns when, of course, if cars, which kill more people than guns, then maybe people shouldn't have cars. The real issue is we need to make sure the people that are mentally ill or people that are clearly on a watch list don't have access to guns or materials to make bombs. We need to give the metadata to the police to be able to do those kind of things, but to interfere with a normal citizenry, whether you're in a militia with a local sheriff or not, is very dangerous. This is one of the few countries that can't be taken over. Europe was disarmed, so is Australia. This will not happen ever in America. If they try to, it'll be a hot revolution, and they will lose big time. Leo, let's get started with your latest book. The revelations that are now coming out about Hillary are pretty stark. I mean, even Putin and the hackers from Russia and China and elsewhere are frustrated with how slow the FBI is moving to actually prosecute her. I've made some guesses as to what their plan is, but Hillary has to cow America because it's dangerous for Italy, or you're in Rome, it's dangerous for Europe, it's dangerous for the whole world if the world falls under the control of Hillary and her masters that are satanically energized Satanists. Can you tell us more about what your book kind of hints behind the scenes are going on in the powers that, why they're thrusting forward to push war, push a conflict with ISIS, where they support ISIS on the one hand, and on the other hand, they're condemning them publicly, but supporting them behind the scenes and even buying their oil. We have Hillary Clinton, who's probably the most corrupt and chameleon politician that's ever walked the face of the earth in probably a millennium. Tell us what you think of what's going on in terms of your book and the revelations of the higher order, Illuminati, the dark orders, the we call the white orders that are trying to fight against the darkness of what's going on. What do you think?
Well, first of all, let me say hello to all your listeners at RBN. And regarding my book, Confessions 2, I try to explain how Satanism is an integral part of this new world order, starting from various influences coming from secret societies and also satanic sects that are now allowed publicly, as you know, for the first time with the Satanic Temple in the U.S., to create an organization which is very outgoing about their Satanism. And they are supporting openly also Hillary Clinton. This means that the liberal ways of Hillary are encouraging this satanic establishment to come out in the open. So since last year we saw a different kind of situation in the U.S. When in Detroit there was the unleashing of this statue of Baphomet, and it was a $100,000 statue unleashed with a lavish ceremony and a public one also, where everybody was invited and all the major media talked about it. The people behind it are people that, though, created, forged this new way, let's say, of Satanism within not some dark corner of a Gothic temple, but in reality in one of the main universities, which is Harvard. And so the sponsorship came from a millionaire called, he calls himself, I think, Malcolm Jerry, and another one called, I think, David Guinan, who takes care of also of the media campaign for this Satanic Temple. These are like establishment kind of people who are backing Satanism for the first time in the open, and that's why I encourage people to buy my book, because I will also show them in the book in detail, of course, all the history that brings this guy known as Lucian Greaves and his Satanic Temple to light, and starts from the actual establishment of Satanism in the U.S. in 1966 with Anton Levey LaVey, as he used to call himself, and his Satanic Church, and then it went on with the Temple of Set in the middle of the 70s, which was this other offshot of the Satanism, but even more occultic in nature and directly connected with the intelligence establishment. In fact, establishing this Satanic creed was Lieutenant Colonel Michael Aquino. So we are going towards an opening of this paganism slash Satanism, and at the same time we see the other side of the coin, which is also the Islamic fundamentalism, which is in itself a messianic creed, but also a very satanic one, because right. they are really in a way supporting the Antichrist and the New World Order with what they're doing. So I think we are living in incredible interesting times, and that's why I think that it's important to understand who are the figures also behind the current U.S. Satanism, and some who are very close to Hollywood. I talk about a guy in particular, I don't know if you know him or have you heard of him, it's at least it's called Colonel John Alexander. And he, basically, this colonel was involved in that whole mind control program, also with Michael Aquino. We actually see him featured in a way also in that famous movie, which there was also, if I remember well, that famous actor, George Clooney, the right. one with the goat. I don't know if you remember the title of this movie. I don't have it now in my mind, but...
Right.
It will come back to me. In any case, I wanted to review all this phenomenon of Satanism and link it also with what's happening with the UFO phenomenon.
Right.
Because I think the UFO phenomenon has a lot to do with Satanism in the U.S.
Let's open that can of worms. I'm going to say a couple things that I usually don't talk about, some things that I know. There's a lot more. If you take the Drake equation and you look at the Drake equation in terms of the expectation for habitable worlds and systems where a living thing based on carbon can exist, not even dealing with silicon or other types of materials, to create an intelligent, sentient being, the Drake equation predicts that in the last billion years there's 100 million civilizations that arose in our little spiral galaxy alone, and there's 460 quadrillion galaxies in our known, even local universe, and that doesn't include the possibility of parallel, what we call multiverses. When we actually look at the probability, and this is the words of Stephen Hawking, that if a intelligent society managed to contact humans, it would most probably be predatory, and he's an atheist, but he's really referring to this, be satanic. Now, it turns out that if you look at all the ancient symbology, it all points to the belt of Orion, and it's particular to the three star systems, which are in fact the exact same positions of the twin towers at the World Trade Center, and now the what's called the One World or Liberty Tower. Now, the reason why that is because, and this is basic on ancient mythology and biblical facts that are included in the Book of Jasher and so on, when the 200 came down to Mount Horeb in northern Israel, or Lebanon was called, in the Bekaa Valley, and of course they built the temple to Baalbek with moved stones much larger than any stones in the pyramids of Egypt. One stone area alone is 100,000 tons, which nobody nowadays could even move, even with all of our equipment or technology. So if you deal with the actual quote facts that are recorded down through history in the high-level Masonic orders, they refer to a amphibious reptilian super species of very intelligent beings that transferred medicine, agronomics, metallurgy, all kinds of technology of warfare, etc., to human beings many thousands of years ago. These were referred to by various peoples around the planet, including the Naga of Oceania, the Chitahuri by the shamans of South Africa, and referred to as the Gorgons, or Dagon, which was under the Palestinians. The Palestinians were sons of, they were basically the sons of, you remember it talks about Jacob and his twin brother. They followed what's called the Dagon, or these draco-reptilian amphibious beings. And this is basically the basis behind the ancient, what's called the Druids. The Druids believed that these ancient beings transferred technology and knowledge to men, so they worshipped them as their demigods. They also, all the high-level Masonic orders, believed that the parent civilization of humans did not originate on Earth, but originated on Mars. And whether it's true or not, they believe this. So what we're dealing with is we're dealing with this thing in the spirit realm and the hacking of human consciousness. Zuckerberg this week actually announced that within 50 years, we will basically, your children or grandchildren will enter cyberspace. That's actually a lie. They tried to recruit me in 1978 to do that. It's Zuckerberg put $2 billion of his own money this month into a project to hack human consciousness and have people enter cyberspace. Now, so we have to deal with the fact that we're dealing with a galactic and cosmic fact that in our local area of the cosmos, there's demonically evil beings that have interacted with humans, and every holy book, including the Bible, makes this very clear and clear, including the Bible, the book of Genesis, the book of Jasher, and other documents and other ancient holy books of other civilizations. So, and we also have to understand that they have, if you're an advanced species coming here to dominate and control mankind, you're going to hack into the consciousness of the beings so you can dominate them, even if you're many hundreds or thousands of light years away. Perhaps it's more entertaining for them to dominate a species than just wipe them out. So they would control them and literally create, an avatar overlords, which is in fact what we have. We have people of clay and iron like Obama and Hillary Clinton that aren't clearly just human beings. They have replaced a portion of what we would call clearly, we call empathic humans, to include people that operate on a satanic level where they're a super predator class. That's why, for example, we're going to have Tex Mars talking about his latest book about the Talmud of Babylon, which worships the coiled serpent god, which again is refers back to this amphibious reptilian being and their beings that came here many thousands of years ago to dominate and create the sons of man, which are these demigods that are hybrids between humans and these species, not only on a genetic but also on a psychic or consciousness level. So the regular society and regular, what I call milk and cookies religion, doesn't want to face this, which is why it's very clear that Islam is a completely satanic faith. It's 86% of it, according to Walid and Theodore Shabbat, is a geopolitical control freak system. And what the globalists like Dick Cheney want to do, and the globalists that set up 9/11 in Oklahoma City and these false flags, they clearly want to have mankind merge with technology and be under a satanic cyberlord, which the Bible talks about very clearly, the mark of the beast and this beast system. And they refer back ultimately to the fact that we are, in a sense, a branch of what I call the Draco-Reptilian Empire, which is both on a psychic and a spiritual level, but also on a physical level. These beings are very real. And they have been real in the ancient times, and their current expression is very real today. So what do you think of those statements?
Well, I think that there is definitely something out there, and that the constellation of Orion and also Sirius represent.
Sirius B, which they call the Dragon Star. They actually refer to it as the Dragon Star, the Red Star, the Dragon Star, the Star.
I mentioned it, in fact, in Volume 1, in relation to Freemasonry, as they call it the Flaming Star within certain rites of Freemasonry.
Right.
And basically, I also explain why it's so important also for this secret confraternity of telepaths, who work since the times of Aleister Crowley, who created this confraternity called the AA, which for some means actually Astra Argentinum, which actually refers to Sirius. And these secret confraternities try to communicate with the spirits, with the gods that come from Sirius, and become their own, you know, people here on Earth.
Right.
With this secret confraternity, of course.
Well, that refers to people like Billy Meyer, who pushes this thing about his about Semyazi, etc., which, by the way, is an ancient name for a Babylonian satanic goddess that received human sacrifice. I mean, people have start to connect some of the dots here. That a lot of the lies of the ancient world are alive today, but have been covered over or repapered, if you want to call it, like papering up a wall.
Yeah, one of the things I mentioned earlier, The Man Who Stared at Goats, it's a movie that many probably
that's
have
it.
Seen.
Yeah, that's it.
It's a movie that refers to a lot of truths within the establishment of a program for mind control and all sorts of experiments done by the CIA. And then at the end of the movie, we see how all this turned into the private sector. It didn't really disappear. It got kind of acquired in a way by certain agencies working also in the private sector. But of course, it's also part of ongoing programs within the intelligence establishment that likes to control everybody and at the same time feed this energy towards their controllers, which of course come from other dimensions and of course from other stars, other planets, and so on.
Exactly. So yeah, what they do is they feed on the ectoplasm in the spirit realm of the sacrifice. So for example, the way America is behaving, it's setting up not only the state of, I call it, it's a real hell, but also the state of, I call it, Ephra-America, because we're kind of a posse like ancient Ephraim, and we are the Ephraimic tribes of the ancient northern tribes of Israel, and America is being set up to be destroyed as well. We don't have a Department of Defense, we have a Department of Offense. We don't have a policy to protect us from nuclear weapons, EMP, biological weapons, or even the spread of Zika. We don't even have the money properly being applied to do public health policies. And all of this we lay out to people so that they can see the facts, and it's really not open to dispute now that our government is not our government. Our government is operating, for example, especially under Obama, but previously under Bush and Clinton, is operating in behest of globalism, which is why, for example, people like Bill Clinton passed NAFTA, why, you know, Ted Cruz and his wife, Heidi, are writing books like the North American Free Trade Agreement, where we have all of the secret agencies on the planet. Now, by the way, this is every country, China, Russia, wherever. They're all 100% satanic. Every one of these government-sponsored or connected agencies are connected to the high technologies of Tier 1 science, and they are all interlinked. In fact, it was conceived initially by secret orders in Nazi Germany, and that's why a lot of what's happened in Germany was a fight between different secret orders. You know, Adolf Hitler and his group were fighting against other orders. That's really the genesis of Nazi Germany. And,
yeah, well, as for that reason, Aleister Crowley used to be in Germany often between the 20s and 30s,
right.
And working with different occultists, various secret societies. That was definitely, like you say, an important time
right.
for secret societies to actually move on their plan. Of course, when they used Nazism, they also got rid of Nazism. The actual plan was to push then the rest of the world to accept the Jewish state of Israel, which will be implement in the end of times, also the whole procedure whereby, as we talked in past shows, the return of the Messiah and so on. So
right.
I think that it's all following a plan, and it's very interesting also where this plan is going when we see what's happened in Orlando. First we had a singer killed, then we had the Pulse Club, and at the end we had the little kid getting into the alligator's mouth. All this in Orlando seems to have also something happening at an etheric level at the,
exactly, back in just a moment.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Leo, we're back. There's a lot of dots being connected here. When we look at Hillary Clinton, it's amazing and it's disgusting and it's really embarrassing that she's even allowed to run. But the reason is the process for selecting a president, and Trump is an anomaly. He's from what's called a white order, and he's totally self-funded. Now, of course, he's raising money because he's in the election cycle. She has $2 billion behind her. That doesn't include what you mentioned last time, that even the nation of Norway sends to the Clinton Foundation $50 million a month. What people need to understand, the globalists, which, by the way, all the secret orders, there's been what's called a globalist, not national, but a global fascism, between all the secret orders and the global government, which is a de facto combine between transnational corporations and the secret orders. And they totally back Hillary Clinton. It doesn't matter that she's would cackle when Gaddafi dies. You know, she says, we came, we saw, he died. Ha ha ha, and she cackles. I mean, it's like, if she was trying out for a part of the witch of a new version of the Wizard of Oz, she'd get the part. This is a very scary person. And the fact that people in America, a large minority at least, support her, shows that the soul and the consciousness and the logic and the ethics of a great portion of the American population is gone. The fact that anybody would even consider putting Hillary in power is very disturbing.
That has been the Oprah Winfrey's of this world who have brought Hillary Clinton to power.
Well, she's a high-level witch herself. Yeah. Oprah, she has a palace. She has a palace house of 50,000-60,000 square feet in Florida. It's all the glass is, I think, a bluish-purple glass in her building. up in, I think it's Jupiter, Florida. It's along the coast, the east coast of Florida. People need to start understanding that the high-level people that suddenly become rocket to the top, these people, just like the foundations, for example, what's it called, the foundation where Bill Clinton received his Rhodes Scholarship, they literally promote about 300 people every year get a Rhodes Scholarship worldwide, and they put them through a psychological test. It literally takes a day or two, and the ones who are sociopsychopaths, they get a carte blanche. They basically can have anything they want. It's like the Mephisto deal with the devil himself. Now that you're totally compromisable, hey, hey, whatever you want is all up to you. I mean, it's that crazy, and people don't understand. They think this is just like a B-movie, or we're making it up, and it's not.
Yes, right? And Hillary is supported also by all those left-wing Masons, especially like the Grand Lodge of Colorado, for example, or other Grand Lodges that basically push for a full acceptance, not only full acceptance of Islam, but an endorsement of Islam as the ultimate religion of the New World Order. This is happening right here, right now, because of the fact that we have to understand, like we were talking in private earlier, that there is the common roots. In fact, there is actually Islamic roots even for Nazism, and that
right, which is why they collaborated during the Second World War. Nazis and Muslims collaborated, you know, through North Africa. It's well known about that.
Yes, but there's not only that. There is at the foundations of the Nazism, there was a guy called Rudolf Ossenbottendorf who founded the first newspaper used by what became the Nazi Party and then acquired by Hitler and his guys. And Rudolf Ossenbottendorf was a secret carrier of a mission on behalf of the Turkish Illuminati and their Sufis, who were just the ones who unfortunately saw the Ottoman Empire defeated by the secret alliance between the Jews and the English, and at the same time these Turkish Illuminati got their revenge by starting the Jewish persecution, meaning that they secretly also influenced this this thing on a global scale. I talk about it in a chapter called Revenge of the Turkish Illuminati in Confessions 1. And I also talk about this figure, Rudolf Ossenbottendorf, because he corresponded with Aleister Crowley and other luminaries from the Golden Dawn like MacGregor Matters. And at the same time, he was initiated into the Rite of Memphis, close to the Greek Jewish family of Thermudi. And this guy was basically part of the establishment that helped Nazism, but of course all this had to be then kept secret by Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, exactly. People don't understand that the current CIA and the NSA, the largest agencies on Earth, were totally, in a sense, Nazi. They were transplanted with the Vatican to America. That's interesting, isn't it?
Absolutely. But let's remember that the Jesuits are the base for all the secret intelligence agencies.
Exactly. In fact, I've heard from reports that inside actually NSA, that the Jesuit intelligence agencies have more accurate information than the CIA or NSA.
That's true, that's true.
Absolutely. Crazy? It's like, when you talk to people, it's like, no, I know that I took, was their doctor for these agents, the guys that your NSA agents.
Let's remember that the church.
Can you hear the
newspaper? It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, folks. Ronnie here reminding you that June is Health Awareness Month, sponsored by GetTheTea.com. Tea.com. Many of you have heard our tea commercial, maybe visited the website, but haven't committed because, well, you just don't know. Skeptical. We understand. Just to remind you, our tea is not just tea. In fact, very little tea. Life Change Tea is a unique blend of 8 different herbs, removing intruders that attack your health. You brew our tea to make the concentrate, you add water, and put in the fridge. 2 8-ounce glasses a day, and life will be good. Visit us at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And this month is lots of fun stuff with Health Awareness Month. You could be picked and receive your order absolutely free. You never know. Read the testimonies and try our products. Log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And for great health tips, visit my YouTube channel at Health Matters Now, where you can learn about health tips and how products work on your body. Join me, getthetea.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back, one of the effects that I think that this has, and there's a lot of New Agers and leftists and so on that believe in ufology, they believe in fools like Billy Meyer. Now, even people that believe that they're with the Drake Equation or they're astrophysicists or believe in exopolitics and life out there, they don't fully understand, just like, you know, even atheists, like, you know, understand that are astrophysicists, understand that we're dealing with the very high probability intellectually that, well, if you did have any contact with anything out there, it's going to be very predatory and very much more advanced than us, and we will be, by comparison, a bug level intelligence to their super intelligence and the malevolence of their predatory nature.
Let's say also this, Bill. The important thing is that people, they follow the maybe positive revelations that you might have in people like Zachariah Sitchin. Even if, of course, Zachariah Sitchin was with the Vatican and all that. And also here in Italy, we have a guy called Mauro Biino. But the problem is when, for example, people like Mauro Biino start saying that God doesn't exist and it's all an alien enterprise, well, this is where really New Age is pushing the, yeah, exactly, the alien agenda to create, right, this atheism, to create this... basically arriving to Satanism, because that's why a lot of Satanists nowadays, Bill, actually refer to Zachariah Sitchin or refer to certain studies in regards to the ancient gods, because they seem to support their whole model and view of the world. So we have to be very careful.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what they're suing is what I call the Darth Vader effect. I am your father. In other words, trying to say that these super species from other worlds genetically upgraded us from lower levels of apes, etc., you know, like the Planet of the Apes, and created us. No, that's not the case. What we're really dealing with here is we're dealing with invasive species. That's why it talks about that one-third of the angels or beings out there, or worlds, are not following the Most High God. They're following the God of Satanism, which is the power of intellect and emotion to control and create order out of chaos using a totalitarian regime. And it's not just a nation size or world size. It's a galactic approach toward governance that's very, very evil. And that's what Satanism is. Satanism is creating order out of chaos using a form of tyranny.
A form of tyranny that now is coming out in the open and is going to become more and more visible in the next few years in the United States. And that's why I invite people to read my book, Volume 2, because for the first time I reveal who are the people really behind this new satanic resurgence, which is a little bit different from the ones we had in the past, because now they are aiming for political and open acceptance and religious, fully religious acceptance. Of course, we can't persecute now, as you know, in the U.S., anybody for just following a different religion. So Satan is to affirm this and actually give their own support to Islamic people and to Islam, connecting basically the dots. You arrive to a scenario in which Satanist, Islamist, and liberals are united in this evil cradle of the Antichrist. You know?
It makes fully sense. And again, this also fits with the singularity of artificial intelligence, genetics.
Yes, then we go into the transhumanism part of things. So, of course, this is part of their agenda. So the part of their agenda is to microchip everybody. We don't want to do it, no problem. They will find a convenient way to do it just by offering equipment which has to be implanted in our body, equipment which interacts with our body. It can be our mobile phone, our computers and stuff. And by doing that, we're simply going to put inside ourselves microchips that, relate to this whole beastly program. So
exactly. I have one article here that I just pulled up a few days ago called "Will Humans Be Cloned in Space? NASA Wants to Grow Body Parts on Mars." In fact, what they want to do for deep space exploration is to make cloned humans our ambassadors to the galaxy.
That's another thing which I speak about in Volume 2 for the first time. Satan is to conquer space. And why do I talk about Satan is to conquer space? Because people who are deeply embedded into Satanism, like Colonel Alexander, which I mentioned earlier, together with other senior Satanists of the Temple of Set, are working on space programs, which are actually constructing modules for NASA. And this means that basically in the next few years we will have Satanists acceding to open space with their own, plans.
Exactly. Even on the moon, the very first people who stepped on the moon, actually, the first thing they did wasn't to collect samples of rocks or moon dust. It was to do a Masonic ceremony on the moon with their lambskin aprons. I mean, people don't understand this. Over their spacesuits, believe it or not.
Okay, we have to, of course, also always define what is Satanism and the difference between Freemasonry, which is mainstream Freemasonry, and occult Freemasonry that sometimes borders with Satanism. I mean, it's very...
Exactly, there's a split there. And the problem is, though, the secret agencies, even when they have lower levels of Masonic orders, often at the top, even if they have these porch masons that are pretty reasonably good people, they don't understand the depths of what's really going on at the higher levels, do they?
Well, you see, this depends also from the Masonic rite they're joining. Now we're trying in the last few years to create, to work within the Christian borders of Freemasonry. Uh-huh. Okay. And to create a network of Christian Freemasons that can oppose these evildoers right into their lodges by also exchanging information in real time on these dangerous Illuminati cults.
Exactly. In other words, you're trying to open up the can of worms so that they're from the inside, they can clean up their act.
Absolutely. That's what Confessions of an Illuminati is really doing. So that's what I'm doing with my books.
Exactly, yeah.
It's very important to understand how Colonel Jim Alexander, for example, is not really only an occultist. It's somebody who is nowadays a satanic leader in the U.S., and people should really study more these links between, places like the Tavistock Institute, the Frankfurt School of Theories, all these links with MK Ultra and so on, because they always lead into one direction, which is the same people who molded both Islamic fundamentalism are the same people who are Satanist, because Islamic fundamentalism comes out of the CIA laboratories in my control. This is the truth.
Exactly. MI5, MI6 of Britain and Tavistock. UC Irvine, John Hopkins of Baltimore. We have a caller. Fred and Iway have a comment or a question. Go ahead, Fred. You're on the air.
Yeah, I have a comment. There's no evil angels in the galaxy. When God and Christ cast out the devil and his evil angels, which was a third of the angels, they were cast down to earth, and this is where they are. That's malarkey about little green men from outer space. That doesn't jive with the Bible. And this, when people read Genesis,
we're not talking about little green men, okay? If you actually read the Bible, read Daniel chapter 2, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of man. If you look at the book of Jasher, that James, the brother of Jesus, refers to, he specifically talks about the hybridization of humans with these beings. They created these men, these giants that were actually biblically recorded, including Goliath and King Og of Bashan. So it's not little green man. It's in not only the Bible, but it's in also every ancient holy book that there were beings from other worlds, physical worlds in our galaxy, but also transdimensionally. And the word angel is a Greek word meaning a messenger. So these are evil messengers of Satanism, and they are here, you're right. But the fact is that we have a very vast galaxy. I mean, our galaxy has somewhere around between 260 and 400 million stars alone. And for every and we look at our galaxy, there's more galaxies in the universe than grains of sand on every beach of every ocean in the world. So you have to realize it's a very vast universe, and that's our known local universe. So
and procreate. They cannot have children. And that is malarkey that anybody leads it.
Well, using words like malarkey doesn't change the facts that these descendants, like, for example, and I'm just going to quote them, the Zimzumim, the Adakim, etc., and they're all these different groups. They did hybridize with humans. They took women from men, females, and they did have children, and they were, quote, I'm quoting right from the Bible, the men of renown. So thank you, Fred. Back to Leo. Leo, I want you to respond to that, because when people use descriptive words of something that actually, even in the open record of the Bible, clearly is not correct, it's a disturbing thing, because people, by and large, in most of the churches, including not only Christian but other churches, aren't fully aware. For example, Tex will be on in the next week or so talking about the Sepharad Zira and the Talmud of Babylon and other things that tell you that the current people that call themselves Jews, we're not talking about all Jews, we're talking about a tiny minority, that are basically worshiping the Talmud of Babylon, and they're basically wizards and witches. These people rule the earth with transdimensional evil, and they're in a total alliance with the dark side, which is a spiritual and a physical reality.
Well, I mean, the Illuminati, the real Illuminati, are Christians, because this word, actually, Illuminati, comes from a Greek word meaning illumination, right, and was the name submitted to Christ for, when they used to do Christian baptism.
Right.
And so now we are with the Christianity in a different phase from the Old Testament. This is, of course, a different phase also of dealing with those entities, with those creatures from other dimensions, other worlds. And so we always have to relate also with our Christian revelation in order to know that we will always defeat them if we stick to what was taught to us
by Yeshua, Jesus
of course.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Who, by the way, his name means Yahashua HaMashiach. If you translate it from ancient Aramaic Hebrew, what it means is the breath, who had the full knowledge of the Most High God, therefore he was God, incarnated in flesh and dwelt among us, or lived among us. That's why his name is Emmanuel, one who has full, complete God knowledge from the moment of conception. So we're dealing with literally the incarnation of God on earth. And when he came, he brought God knowledge. He also said, when I return, you shall be as I am. In other words, God knowledge is coming back to the earth. It started with the tetrad blood moons last year when God is raising up, not a literal number, but a spiritual number of 12,000 of each tribe, or 144,000. He's bringing back God knowledge with things like your book, with like this show, to try to bring back the full truth of what Jesus taught, which is called the Church of the Way. It wasn't Christianity, it was called the Way. As a way to have a relationship with God, because when you have a relationship with God, you can only hear and do his will. And that's basically the only thing you can do to please God is to hear and do what he says. Shema is a Hebrew word. And the only sin you can do is against the Creator by not hearing and doing what he says. And if you don't do, he doesn't assume that you have heard him. And you can't sin against nature, you can't sin against fellow man, you can't sin against anyone else except God. And David understood this. You can only sin against the Creator.
Well, there is also the opportunity that he gives to exorcise in his name. Exorcise these creatures
exactly.
When they get to possess a human being.
Exactly.
And so this great power, it's known even to those who are not even Christians, even in the animists in Africa.
Exactly,
or the
hotel.
They know the power of the exorcism made in the name of Jesus. So this is very
Important. Even when they're not Christians, they use that name. Isn't that amazing? Yeah,
it's very important for understanding that in the invisible realm, Jesus represented one step forward into embracing a liberation. Know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
And
so I think that in this right moment of time, we have to make more available to everybody the secrets of these Freemasons, secret societies, world occult world governments, that have been here for thousands of years in one way or in another part of the same network,
Right. Say,
of Illuminati, because I think that this is an unprecedented moment in history in which, things can really change, because we are revealing, thanks to also this technology that we have that is unprecedented, we are revealing something that is like in Matthew 10:26-27, when these words are so, do not be afraid of them, for there is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known.
Right.
What the day in the dark, speak in the daylight. What is whispered in your ear, proclaims for the roof. But up until now, the Church of Jesus Christ, the so-called Church represented by the Vatican, and then
right.
of course, by, has mm. never done that. Because
right.
they have hidden all the truth in the Vatican archives,
right.
in their hidden archives, and also basements full of stuff which has alien origin and so on. They
yeah,
are
yeah.
simply trying everything possible to not come out with this truth in the daylight. So, of course, if you have to believe in their own gospel, which is, Matthew is a recognized gospel. I'm not talking here about some apocryphal gospel or some Gnostic gospel. I'm talking right. about one of the accepted ones.
Straightforward, yeah.
Straightforward, they're not respecting what they're saying. I mean, this is enough.
Right. In other words, the gospel is not being, the gospel isn't, in a sense, being by the, quote, collective church, being preached in the whole world. It says in the Bible, by Jesus, that and when you see all these things like earthquakes in diverse places and wars and rumors of wars, he said, then the gospel shall be preached to the whole world, and then the end shall come. What we're doing right now is trying to return to the gospel of Yeshua in the first three centuries that was preached to the whole world back then, which was a small portion of the world, but now with satellites and with podcasting and video casting, it is being preached in your books, etc., and many other witnesses. It's being preached to the whole world. People are being exposed. For example, why are so many Jews, secular agnostics, atheists, or communists? The reason is they've rejected much of what's called the Sefiot Zaira and the Talmud of Babylon. They know this disgusting, nasty so-called gospel of the so-called modern Talmudic Jews. It's not a gospel at all. It's pure Satanism. And it's not ancient Hebrew either. It's not the ancient Jews who marched around Jericho when the walls fell down. These are the people who are called the praisers, the musicians. They led the army around Jericho that caused the walls to fall. That's not the case now. They're leading the world toward catastrophe and to a satanic overlord that will rule Earth with the cybernetic control of human genetics, reproduction, and even thought. And people say, no, that's not true. I'm thinking, do you not understand that this is what their plans are? Mm-hmm. You know, people don't understand when they hear Zuckerberg. By the way, remember now, Zuckerberg, probably he's most likely a Talmudic Jew. And I don't like to use the word to say, oh, you're anti-Semitic. I said, look, I'm Semitic myself. I'm descended on my mother's side directly from Moses. Okay, so I want people to understand the family name on my mother's side was Naima, which is Naomi tribe of the Medes that married 2,800 years ago the descendant of Moses when they were taken to Isfahan, northern and western Iran. So they can't say I'm anti-Semitic. When I hear that, I want to slap them. I want people to understand we are against apostasy, we're against evil, we're against orders that are preaching Satanism or transhumanism or the enslavement of mankind. That's what we're preaching against. We want to reach the simple gospel of Yeshua Jesus. That's what we're here for today. Thank you, Leo. We'll be back in a moment with the last segment, and Leo will be back next Thursday for a regular spot here. First hour on Thursdays, I call it the Leo Zagami Hour. Confessions of Illuminati Part 2 is available, also Part 1 from last fall. Get these books, get informed, pray for the world in America.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, FoodForLiberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, FoodForLiberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to foodforliberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code LIBERTY. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to foodforliberty.com.
Thank you. This is the end. Hold your breath and count to ten.
Welcome back, and you know, there's a great deal of a lot of these people that are Satanists can see they're thrusting forward with their hand for life extension or transhumanist technology, like Ray Kurzweil, who wants to merge with technology, and his cybernetic copy of his memory is preserved in a solid-state drive of a computer network, or like Zuckerberg says, we're going to eventually merge with technology, so human beings will just enter cyberspace. You know, you have to understand here, there's a lot of pull because, and this is something that's not taught in the churches, the greatest created intellect in the universe, the most creative individual in the universe in terms of music, in heaven, or otherwise, is Satan. So that when you're literally led only by your intellect or your emotions, you're led by satanic power. You have to be led by the Spirit to literally come in alignment with the will of the Most High God. You cannot think that you can figure yourself out. In fact, the very first words I think Adam and Eve said when they accepted the sin from Lucifer or Satan, the snake, was, "Hey, God, we got this." In other words, we already named all the animals. We know everything. We've lived in, you know, many hundreds of years. "Hey, God, we got this." That's the sin. That's the only sin you can do. And in fact, it means that our intellect is so great, we are so powerful, so wonderful. "Hey, God, we got this. We're good enough for you now." And no one is. No one actually can circumscribe, including Satan himself, the infinite wisdom, goodness, and love of the Most High God. You can't. And anyone who assumes that or thinks they're the author of faith, whether they're trying to heal their body or relationships, is a fool. We are never the author of faith. God is entirely the only author of faith. And when he gives us a portion of faith, then we know we're going to be healed of relationships or our body from cancer or disease. And our nation will be healed. That faith has to be what's called transpires beyond intellect, beyond emotion. It's a knowing that literally God gives us that makes us know we are, quote, his. But we don't become good enough for God. God makes us, washes it up, and cleans us up of our sin when we Shema, hear and do his will. And he knows we are his children because we go, when we hear the words of the shepherd telling us, "Get away from that cliff. Don't go near that area. There's foxes there that are going to eat your flesh. Do not believe this false doctrine out there. And don't think that you're going to be healed by your own power of intellect or your emotions. You're going to get transhuman. You're going to live for thousands of years there. Or you can be explore the galaxy with your space technology and so on. You can become a truly satanic galactic civilization. It's not going to happen. You know, I'm sure that during the last, let's say, billion or quadrillion years, there's been many civilizations come and go because they believed in the satanic lie that they, "Hey, God, we got this." And they were destroyed. They no longer exist. And I think that what God wants is God wants us to be not only survive this transition, this big singularity convergence, but also to become midwives to other civilizations and other worlds so that they can survive the transition to become truly a spiritual, if you want to call organism collectively, the bride of the Most High, and that they can transcend beyond their technology and their false religion. Leo, we're back next Thursday. Again, everyone out there, go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble's, get Confessions of Illuminati.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Absolutely, and, Leo.
I will speak to you soon, and please check out Confessions of an Illuminati, Volume 1 and 2, which is on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble.
You're an amazing guy, and I think that Lord God has blessed you with truth and knowledge and wisdom and the compassion of the Most High to touch people with the truth and the most raise questions so people can pray and discern if this is the truth, to Shema, to hear and do what God wants them to do, to clean up our own lives with his power and our world and our nation, and to repent.
I'm honored to be in this position.
Thank you.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Ventilation Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is is gone.
Wave ventilation requires no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance wave ventilation unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit MyDryHome.com, MyDryHome.com.
Ride the wave home solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.